You know, in your role as president, you're considered a leading voice for change. I would be interested in knowing some of the changes that you'd like to spearhead for orchestras.
Well, I think that orchestras are already on the road. You know, they are leading change and spearheading change themselves. And, you know, in the large general sense, the period that we live in now is a very different one than the period that gave rise to American orchestras. And so orchestras, like many organizations, are trying to adapt to a whole new set of circumstances, you know, having to do with digital technology, with changes in audience preferences about how, what, and when they want to experience music, big demographic changes going on, shifts in civic priorities, philanthropy. All of these things are shifting in ways now and impacting orchestras. And so orchestras are in a great period of adaptation, of trying to, you might say, shift in some ways from what had been a transactional experience where the orchestra's in business to produce concerts, people buy tickets, they come to hear the concert. And I think now orchestras are involved in developing a more relational kind of business where the relationship with the audience, with their communities, even internally with one another, has become greater focus as orchestras try to be vital and active parts of American life today.
If you were sitting at a concert, you know, when orchestras were first getting started, American orchestras were getting started, it would have been the visual experience would have been completely different. What, you know, can you just create, you know, a quick picture of what it would have been like?
Right. Well, you know, in some ways, 100 years ago, the visual experience was, I mean, it's been fairly static. You know, the concept of a proscenium theater, you know, that separates the audience from the stage, and programs were longer than they are now, but the audience was in a receptive mode, and the musicians on stage were delivering this experience to them. And now, particularly with younger audiences, there's a desire for much more interactivity and sometimes more of a two-way kind of engagement. So we know that high priorities are being placed now from younger listeners on the ability to socialize at a performance, meaning, you know, before the concert, after the concert, and that the, you know, the 20-minute intermission often is not viewed as sufficient for people. People want to be able to spend time together. We also know that there's an interest in shorter concerts where you can fit it into your schedule more easily in earlier concerts. And then just to, you know, think of the Philadelphia Orchestra, for example, their new Live Note program really allows people right in a concert to be involved with technology and utilizing an app to enhance and enrich the experience. So, you know, we're seeing this move from a very receptive kind of an audience to a very interactive one. And, you know, I would add part of what goes along with that, too, is greater interest in the behind the scenes and knowing more about the musicians and who are they as individuals and what makes them tick.
Orchestras are trying all kinds of different things now to become more relevant. Is there any trend in terms of what is working?
You know, I think yes and no. On the yes side, a couple of things to cite. The Cleveland Orchestra has had great success with a very concerted and deep effort to develop a younger audience, and they've been at this for about 2 or 3 years now, and they're seeing very significant increases in people under 30 coming to their performances. So that's their strategy in Cleveland is working. In Miami, the New World Symphony has piloted a series of concerts that are, in a general sense, you'd say, alternative formats, including one set that begins late in the evening, and following the performance, the space converts into a club-like atmosphere. People dance and drink and visit and that kind of thing. And they've had very significant success, and they've developed these programs together with about 6 other orchestras around the country. So these are beginning to show some real signs of increased attendance, increased households, younger households, more diverse audience members. So definitely progress. Of course, you know, none of this is cookie cutter, and every orchestra and its community has its own set of dynamics and realities. And so while in general orchestras are facing similar, you know, broad societal changes, the strategies often are really quite local and distinct.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.